This is Horribly Off Topic, episode number 256. I'm Chris.
I'm Steve.
256. That sounds familiar.
That is the numbers that that would accompany. I don't know if it's still true. I imagine, you know, yours and maybe some legacy numbers.
But, legacies. Oh.
Chelmsford.
Chelmsford. Yeah. It was the exchange, right? So you have like the area code and then you have, I think it's the exchange is like the what used to be the first three numbers. We always thought of that as that's the first three numbers, but then you had to start putting the area code in front because, whoa, fucking Massachusetts, you know, they just exploded with all the area codes.
Well, I mean, when we were growing up, and this is getting right out of the gate, nice and local for you.
Wicked local for you.
Yeah. So when we were growing up, when we were young boys, the all of Eastern Massachusetts was 617.
That's right.
And then, I think probably, I'd say early 90s.
Sounds right, yeah.
I think North Shore, I think North Shore, like north of 495 became, and north and west of 495 became 508.
Yeah.
And then like, I think south and then the city itself.
We're still 617.
And then
yep.
And then I think 781 happened, right. And then 978.
Yeah, I was like, I'm trying to remember when 978 came in, because that's what my area code is now, and has been whenever I lived in Massachusetts. Actually, I never, when I lived in New Hampshire, never had a 603 because we never had a landline, and we carried our cell phones over from when we lived in Massachusetts. So I have never had a 603 phone number.
I did. Oh, wait, no. No, I didn't.
Yeah. Maybe
scratch that. Becky still does because she grew up in New Hampshire.
So. Right. And that's the thing is those things have ceased to be meaningful in the era of cell phones. Right.
I remember when Mike moved out to Seattle, like he ended up getting a new cell phone number because I think he didn't want people to be like, what is this weird number calling me or texting me or whatever? Because, you know, it was like, I think maybe he had a 978 number at that point.
Yeah.
So
when but now the weird numbers call you from your own phone number. Or from
it's
your
always name. Either, I think Jersey.
Jersey is where
Jersey is where all the recruiters live, I guess, or that's where their base of operations
is.
At least for the
New Jersey,
the biotech industry, at least, and they just harass me constantly. It's always and it's from like people from the same company calling me minutes apart.
Well, it's not Delaware. It's definitely Jersey.
It is definitely real people calling me.
Well, what like Delaware is not a real state. I said, it's not Delaware.
I thought you said Devilware.
No.
Is that a new thing? Devilware? Where like people try to get onto your phone?
Instead of paying for
and
the
then
software,
it's like,
you get Devilware.
You
not
get Devilware. And then
freeware, you get Devilware.
And then the exchange is 666.
No, I was saying Delaware. And the reason I asked that is, at least here in the States, my impression is that Delaware is where you go to organize your company, and I don't know if it's because they have good tax rates or some damn
thing. It's tax something or other. I think it's banks are not so heavily regulated in Delaware, which
something
is a lot
like
of
that.
Reason why a lot of banks are based there. That's where Sleepy Joe Biden's from.
Oh, Sleepy Joe. How's he doing?
I don't know. He's doing fine.
He's doing too well. We'd rather he die. No.
No, I prefer that. Like, he not if he is the viable candidate. I don't know.
Delaware is one of those things. I keep meaning to look into because
you really want to go to really small state that's not Rhode Island?
No. Texas is the other one. Texas is the one where I remember there was a This American Life where that's where all of the companies that weren't really companies, they were just buying up CDOs, right? Is that during the banking thing, like there'd be like this empty office during the banking crisis, and they'd go there, and like that is where everybody's debt was held, or something. Anyway, the reason
was it just like a server?
It just, they needed an address. And so this one, I don't remember which episode of This American Life it was, but it
Hi,
was...
I'm Ira Glass. I don't sound anything like myself right now. I just sound like Steve saying that he's Ira Glass.
He does these impressions. No. So, you know, there's a sort of, I've been taking a self-publishing 101 course, and a lot of it is kind of remedial. It's stuff that I already knew, but obviously I haven't had that much success. So I was not above taking a little remedial course action. But one of the things that you sort of hear about is for legal purposes.
I hope you're not getting course action. Young teacher.
God. No. One of the things you hear about is to incorporate, right? For your own protection, to create a company that is your publishing company, right? So that if you ever get sued, you're not going to go bankrupt, but your company may. The problem, and so
because your company is a person. Right. With all the rights of a person.
So the suggested thing to do is to form an LLC, right? In New Hampshire, that's easy. It was easy enough. I had an LLC. It was not cost prohibitive. In Massachusetts, creating an LLC is so fucking expensive for somebody who is not yet making any sizable amount of money off of their business. Like, I can't understand why anybody would do it. And so there's part of me that goes, oh, is this why, whether it's Delaware or Texas or wherever, this why there are certain places where maybe it's easy to get an LLC.
So, I mean, it'll be tough to do the show. We'll have to do it remotely if you move to Delaware.
What I'm saying
I'm sure there's a university you could teach at there.
What I'm saying is I think there are people who somehow, I don't think a lot of these companies that set up something in Delaware actually live or are based in Delaware.
So you're just going to get an address in Delaware?
I don't know. That's what I want to look into. I'm like,
it'd be cheaper to just rent out an address like in a office park.
No, it wouldn't be.
Hello, Clarkwoods.com. Chris speaking.
How
may I help you? May I direct your call, sir? You want a copy of those bastards or whatever it is? Those them bastards.
Those them bastards.
How about missing the Wingfields?
Missing the Wingfields, yeah. Speaking of, well, I can get to that. I got some missing Mr. Wingfield news.
Oh.
Later on in the show.
It's being optioned.
I wish. I would love to have. I officially have a DBA, you know, a doing business as Clarkwoods exists as a company with a bank account and whatever, headquartered in Chelmsford, but it's just me, you know, so it's a sole proprietorship. So please don't sue me. But I would love to have that extra protection. And if I ever start making a decent amount of money, that will be one of the first things that I mean,
that's something you need to talk to your local congressperson about.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's so much more expensive.
I think our congresspeople, or at least our local, like state reps, might actually be able to respond to something if you did inquire to them.
It's doubtful
that we would be able to get like... Who's our is Ayanna Pressley?
I think it differs. You and I might have, I don't know where the line is. I have somebody who grew up in Chelmsford or Lowell. She won in the last election. Ayanna Pressley, I don't think she's my rep or what. I don't know.
I think I voted for her.
I voted.
I remember.
Maybe I did.
I remember, actually. I feel bad. I mean, I voted for her in the general election, but I actually voted for Captain America's uncle in the primaries.
Well, how can you not? I mean, he's Captain America's uncle. He must be a stand-up guy.
He was the incumbent, and I don't know. I had no issue with him, so was just like, and he's Captain America's uncle, so.
Yeah, you know, that's got to count for something.
Right.
So I guess I'll contact them. And
see, be like, hey, I want to have a LLC, but I don't want to be taken to the goddamn cleaners.
No, I don't want to. Speaking of cleaners.
Oh.
I don't. It was just okay. Here's the thing. It's kind of a thing. It's kind of not a thing. Do you remember
Anton's?
Well, Anton's is still there. Okay. In Chelsea. There was a company, company with a bunch of franchises, as I recall. Maybe they're still around, but they're not in Chelmsford anymore.
Zoots?
Zoots. Is Zoots still around?
I don't know.
Okay. So Zoots was around, and Zoots...
I remember I applied, for, like, this was in the, I think it maybe around the time where they started.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this was, like, in my... The late 90s, early 2000s, like floating through life kind of Steve, where I would, you know, take a job, be there for all of a day, and then leave that job.
That's where the expression Steving your job came from.
Correct. I mean, go find that episode if you want to learn more.
That's really early on.
I think the episode is called The Steving of Jobs. So yes. Like that'll make it nice and easy for it.
Back then we tried to try to do that for you.
Yeah.
So anyway, Zoots.
So yeah, I think I applied, but they never called me back. But it was like, it was weird because like applying, there was no applying online.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was a thing. You sent in your resume or something. Or you,
kids these days
filled out a job application at the place of business and you handed it to a person and they either threw it in the garbage or handed it to their boss.
Circular file.
Yeah.
The circular file. Yeah, no, these kids today, they don't know from mailing resumes. So where the Zoots was...
Or you would go into the classifieds.
I don't even know. I have looked for work in this sort of traditional way so infrequently, and back then the traditional way was the classified, that I wouldn't even know where to start. That's why, like, I had a conversation. I'm okay in my job. I don't need a new job right now. So let me just put that out there. But I had a conversation with somebody recently, maybe it was you, and I was like, so, like, is Monster still a thing? And it's like, I just don't know.
Yeah. I'm against Monster. They abandoned my poor town.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think they are still a thing. I think if you, like, do...
They're not. They're garbage. Yeah. The last time I was unemployed was the last time I was mandated if I was to receive unemployment checks.
Got it.
I was mandated to look for work. And, you know, I didn't want to not be working. So right, I was looking, but this was 10 years ago. So, it was very specific. I had to apply by calling X amount of places and I had to apply online X amount. And then
have to like show your receipts?
The only one that I could really show proof with was the online, because there was like usually an email response saying we've received your application.
Right.
But they also wanted you to, like, you know, put in some footwork and like actually go to places and like talk to people like me at Zoots or whatever in 1999.
Right. Yeah.
But, so like that was, I don't know, like,
knocking on your head.
I don't know.
He's finding some wood.
I think the doors are made of some sort.
Okay. Hopefully Becky does not come to the door and be like, why are you knocking?
Yeah.
So luckily you haven't been in that position in a while.
Right.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Zoots. So Zoots opened a location. I don't know if this lot was empty or not, but there was a stretch of road on Route 110 in Chelmsford, right near the entrance to Route 495 North, where there used to be Skip's Restaurant and Skip's Ice Cream. And then at some point they tore all that down and they started building new things.
They build the 110 Grill, which is on Route 110.
Yes.
And so I thought that's why they called it that.
No.
But now there's a shit ton of them all over the place.
Yes.
And I'm like, was that one the first one?
I don't know.
So if you're in Eastern Massachusetts, there's a good chance your town is pretty close to a location of 110 Grill. I know this one down in Hopkinton. I've gone down there when I've played pinball down in Milford.
Right.
There's one in Hudson, Mass. There's
maybe. I don't know. I was surprised when I started seeing them too. And most of them are not anywhere near Route 110, which is strange. I mean, not strange, but Route 110 is a very long road. So
it goes
all the way from Newburyport down Where does it end? I mean, it goes through Chelmsford.
And Lowell.
And Lowell. Does it end in Chelmsford? No. It goes, I think it goes into Littleton, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes into Littleton. And then from there, I don't know how much further it goes, but I think it goes into Ayer.
Ayer. Oh, yeah.
At any rate, so...
It's a long, long road.
Yeah. On this stretch where they tore down Skip's restaurant and ice cream, there is a spot where they put in a Zoots. And the Zoots is kind of the last stop before there's kind of a wooded area before the highway overpass. It may not even be that much.
They called it Zoots because of the big, like, swing music.
I wonder.
And then
yeah.
Zoots
were back. Yeah.
Baby.
But here is a thing that I have. That I have never quite understood. So when the Zoots went out of business in Chelmsford, another business went into that building, but they did not attempt to remodel it. Now, Zoots had a, at least in some locations, in the Chelmsford location, had a drive-through. So you could drive through and not even get out of your car to leave off your dry cleaning. Now, you know, that's not necessarily what I want to talk about, but that's an interesting business model. What I want to talk about is that the business that went in there is a dentist. They did not remodel.
Do they have drive-through like tooth?
They've got a fucking drive-through there, and I'm always I drive by it all the fucking time, and I'm like, can you just sort of like drive up in your car and like the hygienist comes out and
hang your head out the window?
Like, what the fuck? I don't get it. I mean, it's. You know, it's like the, and of course, these kids today, they don't know.
Know about drive-through dentistry.
Well, the kids in Westford certainly don't, because drive-throughs aren't allowed in Westford. But that's a strange local ordinance.
I think it's because they, like, a majority of the businesses that are drive-throughs are fast food.
Right.
And I think their rationale was, if you're going to be eating garbage food that's going to make you fat, you at least have to get out of your car and walk to get it.
But I think they broke down, and I think it was the Rite Aid, and I think the Rite Aid is out of business, and now it's a Dollar Tree. But the Rite Aid...
Drive-through Dollar Tree?
I think the Rite Aid that is now a Dollar Tree had a drive-around, like a drive-through. So anyway, so...
Well, I mean, that's, I imagine, something that they made an exception for, because it might be elderly people that... you know, need their medication, and it's a lot easier for them to drive around and then smash into something because they're old.
But
ageism, perfect for your listening ears on Horribly Off Topic.
No, so what was dentist Zoot Suits? I got horribly off topic. I don't remember what I was going to say.
You were yelling about the dentist drive-through.
The dentist drive-through. Fuck, I don't know. I lost it. Shit, it was a really important point.
So we've been talking about this entire time for this point.
No,
and
no,
you forgot
no.
The goddamn point.
No. Not for the... no, I was coming to that because I just... The idea of things that were... things that changed...
Things that were things and now are different things.
And now are different things. Yes. You know what it was? It's fucking Westford got me off track and drive-thrus. It was right before that there was a thought. And then
well, that area of Westford where like everything is just booming, like the Market Basket, the new Market Basket that's there. Mm-hmm. Well, the old Market Basket's now Whole Foods,
right?
Which I thought that was going to happen like a long time ago. In fact, I think that I thought that was what was going to happen when they tore down the Route 3 Cinema.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were going to put a Whole Foods there and not a Stop and Shop, and that like because that doesn't make any sense, like. Because Stop and Shop can't compete with Market Basket.
No.
Like, the only reason you go to Stop and Shop is because Market Basket is too busy.
Right. Yeah, no, anyway. I feel like I've ranted about that at some point now as a former resident of Chelmsford that's now resident of Chelmsford again. The abandonment of the center of town by all businesses is annoying to me. Including the fucking supermarket. There's no fucking supermarket anywhere near our house now. So you got to drive all the way down. And I know those people who know the area, it's not that far, but you got to drive either down to the Lowell line and go to Market Basket or Stop and Shop. And why, like you said, nobody goes into Stop and Shop unless they like spending more money on the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go all the way up to Drum Hill and go to the Shop and Save.
The Hannafids.
The Hannafids. Or you go into Westford to go to the other Market Basket or the Whole Foods. But we used to have a Purity Supreme and then Stop and Shop right in the center of town.
You think Vermin Supreme got his name, which could,
maybe
from that? And he's like, well, "What's the opposite of purity?" Because he's from New Hampshire.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Was he? Is he from? There was one in not in Atkinson in. Fuck, what is it?
I want to go the next time he has something going on. I want to go there and wear my Purity Supreme shirt and be like pointing at him and then my shirt. Two sides of the same coin, baby.
Yeah, you know, that's I think that could be a very interesting.
And I'll just wear a boot on my foot.
Well, you know that. What would he even do? What would he even say to that?
He'd be like, "That's interesting. I wear mine on my head." No, I'm going to give you all the free ponies and make sure that you brush your teeth.
Is free ponies? Is that what he promises?
That was his. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think I actually co-opted it in one of our episodes. Like I said no ponies for anyone. I think that was one of the episodes when we were talking like pre-2016
election.
Yeah. Yep. So,
mm-hmm. I think I've stayed good. I have not said anything about 2020 since you chided me that one time.
Yeah, like, so remember that I'm superstitious, right, so yep. don't say things that will make me angry.
So I was talking about the Zoots and the change in to a dentist. In the interest of
I think getting, Vermin Supreme might work there. He checks out people as they drive through. His boot and his toothbrush.
So I was getting us onto the idea of traditions. We've just celebrated the holiday of Thanksgiving.
You have no idea how large my poops were the last couple of days.
Well, I gotta say, so I sent you a I sent you.
You sent me a picture of your poop. I didn't get it.
No. I sent you a text the other night because Fridays I have a reminder to myself. After we had, I forget when it was, we had a little period there where like I would forget to ask you when you wanted to record and you were waiting for me to ask when there were a couple weekends we just didn't record. And so at that
last point, weekend, I had a super migraine. So I apologize for no, like I didn't actually start feeling like better until I think probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh gosh. Yeah. You wrote me a message because we were going to try to do it on the Monday and you got into work that day and the headache was still.
Yeah, it was garbage. I was like, I'm not going to be like in any way funny. I'm just going to be like, because I was just like, just constantly rubbing my temples trying like, and I don't think I had ever really, because like most of the time when I get a headache, mm-hmm. I always associated it with, you know, perhaps being dehydrated because I drank too much alcohol, but I hadn't had anything to drink in over a week. So I was like, well, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So
it wasn't withdrawals. Can you have alcohol? I mean,
it's not like I was like a heavy user. Like I usually have no more than three drinks.
I halfway through asking that question, not even halfway through. The question started to come out. And I yes, stop
you
it.
Can, but I don't think that was it.
No, so there was a period, I don't know, a few months ago, it could have been a year ago at this point. So I set myself a reminder to text Steve. Ask him about the show. Every Friday, my reminder comes up. And so it was. So I guess this wouldn't have been a time you were pooping, knowing your pooping schedule.
Usually in the morning, but on the weekends and on days off that I don't, you know, I'm less regular as far as like when I poop.
Yeah. Well, I sent you a message on, I think it was later in the day on Friday. I think I was getting ready to kind of shut everything down. I was like, oh shit, I still got to text Steve or me from the past who set that reminder is going to get mad. And so I did. And I was reading into your very sort of simple responses, which there was probably nothing to read into. And I was like, I wonder if he's drinking, but maybe you were pooping.
No, I mean, if it was Friday evening, we had some folks over the D&D crew that we didn't actually play D&D.
I was interrupting.
You weren't interrupting, but, you know, that's probably why it was a shorter answer because I wanted to respond, but I also didn't want to ignore the folks that were around.
Right.
And I did have one drink on Friday night.
Okay. But no poops.
I did have a poop on Friday,
but not Friday night.
No.
Okay. So anyway, I just brought all that up to find out if it was in fact, that you were pooping while responding to me. So I guess not. So tell me about your poops. That's.
I don't need to go into more detail about
said,
my poops.
You said, let me tell you about my poops or something like that.
I just did.
That they were big.
Yes, that's all you need to know.
Okay, all right.
Just because, like, you know, the sheer volume of, like, I mean, we're still eating, you know, keto friendly things. Right. I mean, turkey is one of those things.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just gorge yourself on this holiday of excess.
Yeah.
And then the next day, which we didn't do, we stayed in.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't buy anything except for we ordered some food from a local restaurant, and that's it. And yeah, that was it. We didn't Black Friday at all.
Very good for you. No mindless consumerism.
Yeah. I mean, how much better do they want the fucking economy to be? Is this really? Like, it keeps on breaking fucking records. Like, yeah. How much, what happened? Like, when do you get to a point with the economy where,
is like, is there a past the black? I mean, you're already in the black, and it's called Black Friday because the idea is you want to get into the black, out of the red and into the black. I mean, when you're already in the black, is there something greater than black, darker than dark, blacker than black? I don't know.
I mean, if you're eating a lot, I think if you have black stool, then you definitely have maybe internal bleeding, so you should probably get it checked out.
Well,
at the drive-through doctor. Hang your ass out the window.
Drive-through colonoscopy.
Yeah.
nothing couldn't be improved with a drive-through. I just guess. or
doctor's like, well, just give me a pressed ham. I want to see how your cheeks are doing.
Or sort of a variation on the drive-through, right? You know, you got a drive-through that's for the colonoscopy. It'd have to be kind of like, the drive-through oil change, right? So you stay sitting in your seat, a thing opens up in your seat and in the bottom of the car, and maybe you wear a special kind of pants.
No. I think
then they just go under like a mechanic changing your oil, and they come up from below.
No, I think it's more like in the Jetsons when George was getting ready in the morning, he would just go down a conveyor belt and they would just start shaving him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you just like, you literally just hang your ass out the window.
Yeah.
And then like a probe comes out of the ceiling, goes right in there and
yeah, does its thing.
Yeah. Unless you need some sort of anesthetic first, but I think there might be problems with like you're driving your car, so you have to be the passenger.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So maybe you still need, somebody to drive, and you're in the driver's side
backseat. Unless you're in a two-seater, in which case you're kind of fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in that case, yeah. I mean, you are kind of
back in.
Fuck. No, I was going to say, you know, they could administer the anesthesia from one side while they're probing the butt on the other side, but that still doesn't solve the problem of you being impaired while driving.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to take it to our legislators. They'll do something, right?
Yeah, I'm not getting you started. I did buy some stuff, but not specifically for Black Friday. I was sort of solving some problems with my art process in terms of trying to pick up some things that would make it easier for me to do what I do. I very much enjoyed not going anywhere on Friday. I came back from Maine on Thursday night, and I don't think I left the house until Saturday morning when I had to go to the bank. And then I came back and spent all day. I got right back into my pajamas when I came back from the bank and spent the rest of the day Saturday working on a new book cover.
What were you doing at the bank?
My folks, we live at my folks' house, and the money that I give to my mom every month, she prefers to get it in cash. So I go to the bank, I withdraw the money in cash.
Fliff, 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 not even counting it.
That reminds me, I don't know if I think it's still sitting upstairs in my, I think I was supposed to give it to her yesterday, anyway.
Well, today's the first, I think you're fine.
Yeah, and it's my mom. I don't think she never gets...
you get an eviction notice.
Get out. So Had to go down there.
Just before Christmas. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I guess my mindless consumerism is planning my trip to Disney World. You know, so that's my big mindless consumerism. But
yeah, perfect. They don't have any money, so it's
okay. No, they need some help.
Local business down in Florida. They employ a lot of people. They don't pay them very well, but they employ them.
They employ a lot of people.
They don't offer a lot of them health insurance or anything, but they employ them.
We're not going to make me feel bad about my... Part of the objective of this show is to teach me how to have fun and relax.
Right.
And we are not going to make me feel guilty about having fun and relaxing for once in my fucking year.
For once in your year, you're going to Disney to take advantage of all these people from Florida. Oh, God, well, they suck anyways. They keep on voting for Republicans, so fuck them. It's their fault.
But you know, that does remind me of a thing that has started to happen, and I don't. So there is that part of me that's kind of always thinking about that and about my impact on things, and so there is a little war that goes on there. It's not that I'm not thinking about those people. I'm in a sense being an asshole and deciding I want my enjoyment more than anyway.
So basically the easy part is, and I mean, like, this is something you can do. Like, if you have a choice between one candidate or another candidate in any election, both local and national, or local, statewide or national.
Yeah.
If figure out what they feel about regulations on corporations, if they want more of them.
Yeah.
That's your candidate. If they want less of them, that is not your candidate.
Right. No, and I generally, that is one of the big things that I end up looking at. Anyway, so the other, in my brain, this is related. So forgive me if this seems like a leap to everyone else. The other thing that's happening is I also have that same streak that caused my brother to become a vegan is there in my brain. Like, I don't like the idea of hurting animals. And lately, I have been having...
The friggin', like my wife out there killing the bunnies in the game that she's playing. She's fucking... She killed, 250, this afternoon.
But what's been happening... Like, my dad has no... I mean, we've talked about my dad. My dad doesn't have a filter. And at the dinner table,
It's time for the murder feast.
And all it takes is just the tiniest suggestion of, you know, they'll start talking about lobster, which is a trigger for me. Like, I can't lobster.
I can't lobster. Me neither. I think it's gross.
I can't even be around.
It's a fucking sea cockroach.
Yeah. I can't be around people eating lobster for the most part. If I'm out with a big table full of people and somebody's going to get lobster, if it's my wife, I kind of don't have a choice. But if it's anybody else, I'll try to stay as far away. But my dad will say something or the kids will say something and I'll just start to not be able to eat it. Like, so they would say something. We're having steak tips my mom makes them really well. I was having them and I was excited. They said something, boom, couldn't eat anymore.
What did they say? This cow must have been spry.
I know what I'm saying is I don't know what it's just the slightest indication. And then it happened again, yesterday I was sitting and eating something that had meat in it and I was watching something that just vaguely was talking about chickens and chickens being slaughtered for,
you know, they lay eggs and they poop out of the same hole.
I did not know that.
That's why you got to wash those fucking eggs.
Oh God.
Salmonella, baby.
Oh man. I really?
Yeah.
Their poop hole is connected to... That's...
Poop hole's connected to the egg hole.
Yeah, no. So I've been having that problem. So
the next time you have an omelet, wash your hands.
So I want to be cognizant of that. And, you know, I want to make sure that I'm bringing cash to leave every night for the...
For Santa Claus.
No. When I'm in Florida, for the people cleaning the room, and cash whenever possible to sort of Because there'll be lots of times where I want to do that, but I'm not somebody who naturally carries a lot of cash around. So,
so you're going to be Moneybags Clark.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Fliff! Fliff! You just brought me a mocktail. Fliff, there you go.
But so now I don't know which transition I want to go to. We're talking a little bit about traditions, and we're talking a little bit about consumerism. We were talking about Chelmsford earlier.
Yeah.
I was excited to learn. Now, this is a tradition, a Thanksgiving time tradition. Just after Thanksgiving, you would traditionally see, if you were coming from the south and getting off of Route 495 in Chelmsford, you would take that that right turn onto Route 110 if you live where
fucking 110.
No, sorry, not 110, Route 4.
That's Route 4, yeah.
North Road. You would be going south on North Road, and you would see on the house that was right there by the highway a gigantic Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Like 2.5 stories tall. And then...
I think my dad used to like make bets with me like when it would go up.
When it would go up. Yeah, and when what was the bet?
I don't remember. What you don't get your allowance if you lose. Like
no, I didn't mean, I meant like not what was at stake, but you know, was it around Thanksgiving?
It was steak. Yeah, you get to eat steak tonight from the most delicious cow.
carve off what I want and ride the rest home.
Yeah, just think of that the next time you're eating your steak tips, and you'll be like, my best friend Dennis Leary loves eating and smoking and drinking alcohol.
Smoking sections, ultra and regular.
Ultra
and regular.
Sounds just like
ultra and regular. Was it around Thanksgiving? Was it around?
I think it was often early December. I would always say around the first.
Yeah.
And I think I was often right. I think that was the, but it was, I imagine a to do to get it up. So,
yeah. Well, and so Thanksgiving this year was late and
They leave it up for like an entire year or something once?
Oh, they might have.
They didn't put it up 1 year when the house was still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait, did I just bury the lead?
No.
I mean, not bury the lead.
Unbury the lead.
Unbury the lead? Did I dig it up?
Yeah, you dug up the lead. I hate my brain.
Did sometimes. I wood bury the lead?
Yes, you did. So that, I don't know where I was going to go, but that house was at some point between 2014 and now, and I know this because, sad reasons, my grandmother, right next door to that house, there was a funeral home.
It's still there.
Well, let me tell the story.
All right.
So right next to that house that had the big Santa Claus, there was a funeral home, and the funeral home was where my grandmother's wake and services were. And that was in May of 2014. But around then, I don't know if they'd torn the house down yet, but you could tell people had been moved out of the house and the house was probably going to get torn down.
Mm-hmm.
So between 2014 and now, the house where the Santa was got torn down. The funeral home built a new funeral home on that spot.
We started this podcast.
Mm. Was that... No,
we started the podcast in the summer of 2014. Yes. So,
I mean, we could go back and I could... Maybe I mentioned it that Christmas time or something.
You might have.
So they tore down...
So go back to the December 2014 episodes of... I mean, we didn't take breaks back then, so no. there was four of them.
Yeah. So they tore down that house. They built a new funeral home. Old funeral home got torn down and they basically moved their entire base operations to that new place. Now, so then no Santa. And that was sad. But I have been told by reliable sources that Santa Claus is back. And I was like, "Where is it back?" And apparently, it's on the building right. There's a house. It looks like a condo building. So maybe it's down the hill. I don't know. But it's supposed to be right there. very close to where it was. It's back.
Yeah, it's back.
It's back, baby.
You can finally say Christmas. Merry Christmas
Merry
again.
Merry Christmas again. Santa's back.
Santa's back.
Back
you know?
Again.
It, you know, there like, again. It's you could finally
Tell
say.
Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Santa's back. Santa's back. Santa's
I'm sure there's
back,
some
Santa's
sort of
back,
like dancing Santa back, at the dollar Santa's store back. That does nah, that song.
Nah,
and I think
nah,
Slim Shady nah, is suing as we speak.
Nobody wants Kris Kringle no more. They want Santa. I'm chopped liver.
And Jewish.
Sorry. Is liver kosher?
I don't think. Oh yeah, it's beef.
Yeah, okay.
It's beef right. liver.
Yeah, yeah. is liver kosher?
Well, I mean, it has to like go through the process. Of,
right.
But I yeah, imagine yeah. it could be.
Yeah. So that was a tradition for me. I remember and loved seeing the Santa. I think they used to, back when we were kids, they had multiple. I think they might have had a reindeer. They might have had... Did they have a snowman?
They did. Reindeer at the bottom, like
okay. I feel like they had an alternate one at some point. So like 1 year it would be Santa.
It was bondage Santa.
alternate lifestyle.
He had a
Santa.
Whip.
Santa must have had a whip. At
he
some
had a whip
point.
And a strap on in addition to his regular penis.
Oh gosh. Did you know? I was watching this, speaking of strap-ons, I was watching this YouTube series from a couple, Becky and Chris. They're originally from Canada, and they live in Buffalo, and they do interesting sort of...
Is Becky cool? Because I think the truth is my wife is the only cool Becky.
This Becky seems pretty cool.
Uh-oh. No, well, they're gonna have a fight.
Your Becky does it with a Y, right?
Yes.
This Becky does it with an I at the end. So maybe your Becky's the only cool Becky with a Y. This one is the only cool
but
Becky.
But you know with this Becky.
I don't know her, but I've watched a lot of her videos, and she seems cool.
All right. Well.
At any rate, they she and her husband. Took a helicopter. He's a surgeon and he's a helicopter pilot in his spare time. They took a helicopter up to Newfoundland, and which is where they're both from. And apparently, in Newfoundland, there is a town called Dildo.
Oh,
and they refuse to change their name, even though eventually the marital aid. Got that name.
Well, I mean, that's something. I mean, I could look it up. Where did
Dildo
come from?
Dildo, Newfoundland. I don't know where it originally came, but
I'll look it up so you don't have to type.
Okay. Well, I found it to be a very. There were other ones that they mentioned, like there's a particular type of tool that it was in this guy's shed that was called a slut. not joking. So Newfoundland, I mean, aside from Newfoundland, apparently it was very pretty and sort of looked like it would be an awesome place to visit.
All right, here we go. Names. The etymology of dildo.
The etymology of dildo.
The origins of the word dildo are as mysterious as the object itself. Recently, I've been searching for the etymology of dildo, hoping that in finding it, I will find a key to my existence. I'm like the kid in Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Oh, fuck you. Why do you have to write a goddamn article?
I know. These people.
Okay, by 1889, dildo was out of favor, according to a slang. Oh, wait.
They're making you go back. They're making you read their whole fucking article. How dare they?
Since I started searching, I've become even more confused about its origins, and the mystery of dildo has only grown in my mind.
That had to be a really fucking fun sentence to write.
The most common theory is that the word may have come from dildo, an Italian word for a woman's delight.
But how did... So, wait. How
the same source also says that there's speculation it came from dally, which means to toy. Mm-hmm. Other theories point to its origins in the Old English word dildal, which comes from the Norse word dilla, which mm-hmm. means to soothe. So let's just say they're all true, mm-hmm. and I don't want to read this shit anymore.
That's a strange one. So you have a tradition. Speaking of traditions, we were talking about tradition. You have a tradition.
To buy a dildo on Black Friday. To buy a
dildo on Black Friday.
And throw it into the air. It's dildo season. Woo! And then fire my gun at it.
When you turn 18, you can legally vote and you can buy a dildo. And I suggest you celebrate those two things but I already fucked it up.
You can smoke a dildo and you can fuck a cigarette.
You can buy a gun and you can vote. And I suggest you celebrate by getting a ballot and shooting a hole through it. Is that Dennis Leary?
Oh, no,
it's Patton. Oh. And I was trying to get to buy a dildo and shoot a bullet through it. And I didn't. Buy a dildo and shoot through the ballot with your dildo. It's got to be an exploding dildo.
Yeah, some of those, I think there's ones that like that jizz fake jizz.
Yeah. I feel like that was a whole back the last time that I was, like before the kids, the last time that I like had a serious problem with, problem's the wrong word. I don't want to shame my past self or anybody who is an enthusiast of adult films, but I feel like that was a whole subcategory of adult films at some point where somebody, it would be like a POV, and they would have one of those dildos that could shoot fake stuff, and it would be completely...
It would be an absurd amount.
It would be an absurd amount, and they would go over to a young lady who was sleeping or doing something else, and it would... I
that seems inappropriate.
Yeah. I feel like I saw it at ads on the side, and I was like, what? And it made me... That might have actually been what ended my most recent, back, 14, 15 years ago, porn problem. Is I saw that enough times, and I was like, no, if this is where it's going, no, I don't.
I'm sure... I think a lot of it now is just incest stuff.
Well, fucking... So I told you I've been doing a course on self-publishing, and you know, one of the things that you'll sort of do as an exercise is go in and look at genres where you might write to market, where your interests might intersect with what people are buying.
And people are buying incest shit.
Well, they can't call it incest because Amazon will not at all. You mention the word incest. You even hint at it, as I mentioned.
Are they not going to put the fucking Game of Thrones DVDs or Blu-rays on there?
Game of Thrones can get away with it, but you, like little self-publisher, better not fucking mention it. You better not fucking mention Jamie and Cersei. I wrote copy once for my Seven Wives of Silver book, and they rejected it straight away. I was like it's very complicated. There's a lot of complicated noirish genre stuff in that book.
Hello, it's Clarkwoods.com. Who's speaking?
And I.
What do you want? The Seven Wives of Silverfish?
I wrote a thing that said a brother sister relationship that would make the Lannisters blush. Rejected instantly. No way in hell can you do that. Anyway, so I don't know what the word is. I remember coming across it, but there's people in the straight up erotica and erotic romance subgenres will use terms like reverse harem is a particular, apparently, that if you had to imagine what reverse harem means, what would you guess?
I guess a bunch of dudes like cleaning up for themselves.
it's one lady, the protagonist, one female protagonist, getting to have sex with a whole bunch of different dudes.
Okay.
So that is a
so subcategory. they're rebranding the gangbang into reverse harem.
Reverse harem.
Okay.
But that's an example, right? So there's no way in hell Amazon would let you say gangbang, but you can say reverse harem. And so I don't know what the code word is for incest. But I feel like I saw it, and I probably was like, eh. Because I was writing a period piece, and that's
a close family.
Yeah. at any rate, so
yeah, we're really close.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was trying to transition us away from the adult film conversation and talk about, we were at 10 minutes left and we were going to talk about traditions. We were also going to talk about Frozen 2. And I should mention at some point, the missing Mr. Wingfield news, but I can save that for the very end for plugs. So I don't know, you had a Thanksgiving tradition that didn't happen this year.
Yeah, it was a bummer. I got word a day or two prior saying that from our buddy Jules saying that unfortunately Fun Spot would not be open this year. So we were not able to go.
Yeah.
We could have, I guess, gone on Wednesday night, but
right,
we didn't.
Yeah. That's a bummer. I mean, they probably had financial reasons for it or whatever.
Yeah, I know that Jules looked forward to it because, you know, we would usually bring him dessert or something. Or right, like, yeah, there was a couple of years we brought him a whole plate and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, he would look forward to it because it was a time of year that, you know, he knew that we were coming. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was time to hang out. The Thanksgiving, like, the reason why people think Thanksgiving or say Thanksgiving is their favorite holiday is, like, you know, the camaraderie that is associated with and seeing the people that you haven't seen in a while. I think that's why people like Thanksgiving. For me, you know, there's a reason why my tradition became going and eating alone and then hanging out at a bar and then playing arcade machines because, like, my family maybe didn't want to do.
Yeah. It's weird to see my.
I have the reverse close family.
Reverse close family. I mean, so it's been those sorts of things. It's been really, like, my parents used to be the my parents' house used to be sort of the center point for everybody. Sort of everybody came for Thanksgiving, everybody came for Christmas.
I'm sure I came to your place a number of times until I started my new tradition.
Yeah, and it was
I mean, I've definitely and will again come on Christmas.
Yeah,
and then after that, I'll come over to your house.
So let's talk about Frozen 2. We don't have probably a ton to say about Frozen 2, and our audience is probably, I'm not saying that they're not interested in
I mean, I know movies, I know that my wife was interested, and I made the suggestion, and it happened to be a year to the day that we had done this before, where we went to the local theater and downtown and went and did a double feature. We went and saw two movies. So last year it was it was Wreck-It Ralph 2, the Ralph.
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Ralph Breaks the Internet in the coldest theater in the world.
Oh, God.
They just, the heat was broken. And then I think they gave us free passes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we used them sometime this past year.
Yeah.
And then the other movie, which was Warm, which was The Crimes of Grindelwald or whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Both number twos, and both were not stinky like a number two, but they weren't, you know, as good as the first.
Right.
And then this year we did Frozen 2 in a warm theater. And it's surprising because, like, and I think this has happened to us a couple of times recently.
Yeah.
Where I'm more surprised that adults are jerks than children.
Because in terms of the audience, not the characters.
So, yeah, no. Yeah, the audience. So, like, you know, we fully expected there to be children at Frozen 2, so we were ready.
Yeah.
But, like, for the most part, the kids that were watching the movie were pretty well behaved, and they talked a little bit, you know, asking questions to the parents or whatever.
Right.
But they weren't loud about, like, they were, you know, kid quiet.
They were kids.
They were kid quiet, which was not that quiet, but, you know, we didn't miss dialogue because of it. And, you know, and there was a couple of circumstances where they were a little bit loud, but that was fine. We got it. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But then we went to see the Mr. Rogers movie after that, and the people that in these wide open theater decide to sit directly behind us. Ugh. And the lady behind me is like hacking up a fucking lung.
Jeez.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And like, I don't know if that was the reason why I got my migraine or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not because like these people were stressing me out, but because I got some weird fucking virus from this lady hacking behind me. Oh, but they were also just like obnoxiously loud.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, not during the movie, thank God. But like before, it was just like, ugh.
People suck. I
was seriously contemplating moving, and I should have.
Yeah, it's stuff like that, and I understand. It's stuff like that that makes people not want to go to the movies, right? And you can show all the fucking shit in front of the movie about don't talk and don't do this and don't do that that you want.
I mean, they weren't talking during the movie, but they were fucking. Just, ah, my something's the producer or the executive producer of this. I don't know if there was a son or a nephew or something. And you know, they were like, oh, that's executive. That means they're really important. I'm like, no, that means they gave money.
Executive producer means somebody. Yeah, they gave money.
Yeah, like they gave money and for in hopes of exchange for maybe some points on the back end.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything, but their name's on the picture.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, I only, and this is not that I don't want to support smaller pictures. It's just that I'm only kind of willing to sit through a potentially terrible experience for something I know I'm going to get enjoyment out of. Because there's a really good chance that if I go and see something intellectual, mm-hmm. something above your standard popcorn fare, that somebody's going to be in the fucking theater fucking it up. And so like I'd rather watch
Paul Rubens will be there.
Rather watch it
because you know
on my pretty good TV screen and audio system. I'd rather do that.
But yeah, like we went out to eat last night. Mm-hmm. Just went to a local burger place that we like, and it was just like 20 somethings, mm-hmm. like early 20 somethings.
Yeah,
just fucking taking up space and mm-hmm. just being. I mean, I imagine I was maybe that much of a jerk hole, but I would usually regulate myself to the bar area and not just like take up a fucking like massive amount of tables for people that might want to sit down. And there was we got there at the perfect time. There was no rush.
Right.
And then right as we got there, that's when people started arriving.
Yeah.
But we sat over on that side where the people were because there was two open booths. And I know exactly why there was two open booths there because those people were fucking obnoxious.
I think people who are, to answer your, like, I think people who are conscious enough that they might have been like that when they were younger were probably nowhere near that obnoxious when they were younger. Because I don't think you
grow... I blacked out a lot, so...
Okay. All right, fair enough. I don't think you grow that sort of consciousness and awareness of self overnight. I think you probably had it all along. And so, yeah, when we were 20, we were probably all annoying.
Well, you were very well known for going out and getting blackout drunk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. I'll never forget going to my...
Well, you will forget it because you didn't know it happened.
No, I yeah, right. But I, yeah, so yeah. I never was blackout drunk, but I will never forget my my bachelor party. Not the part at the club, which we're not going to talk about. We talked about that
before. It wasn't at the club. It was at, what the fuck?
It was Matthews. Yes, it was at Matt. That's the club, right? That's the...
No, the club is what used to be the Blue Moon.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right. We're not going to talk about the strip club, although now we have. I was going to talk about at the Outback Steakhouse before the strip club.
Did I go to the Outback with you guys?
I feel like you did, because I feel like you and my brother picked me up from Alewife.
Oh, yeah. That's why, like, I remember that day because I remember, like, it was before they had widened Route 3 or maybe mm-hmm. it was while they were in the process of it. Because
when we were going to the airport for our honeymoon, they had started tearing down the trees by the time in the midsection, the whatever. But when we came back 2 weeks later, the trees were all gone. So, yeah, it was right around they were starting to widen it, but hadn't finished it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, yeah.
I missed most of that because like I was out in at college in North Adams at the time.
Right. Well, so when we went to Outback, we started in the middle and then made our way back around. But basically, it might have been my brother who was responsible for this. It might have been a couple of people who were around me. But the main objective was to go through the entire mixed drinks menu because everyone knew that I didn't drink beer, and to add a shot to every one of those drinks. So they had a particular like in-house name for that. I don't know what it like. Outbacking it. I don't know. They had a they're like, okay, so we want to do this and add the extra shot.
That's that so, you want it bonza, mate.
Might have been that, right?
Oh.
And so we probably started in the middle and they added a shot to everyone and then we looped back around. So everything that was on the mixed drinks menu.
Yeah, you want a Dundee.
Yeah, I had one of those and I was feeling pretty good by the time we skedaddled to the second part of the evening, which we do not need to talk about because we've talked about it plenty of times before.
Okay.
Hey, we're at an hour. We can plug some stuff.
All right. Let's open up the old plug bag.
No, we don't have to plug it. I mean, we could go through a drive-thru and, you know, get
well, plugged. Before you do your plugs, let's plug our email address.
Yeah, yes, we should. That's hot@horriblyofftopic.com, which I swear works. Or, if you're doubtful, hot@clarkwoods.com also still works.
Yes.
And
email them both early and often.
Yes. And we will. We might read your email on the show and use it for...
Yeah, send us your Christmas list, and we won't get you a goddamn thing.
But we'll make fun of what you want. No, we won't.
I will. Chris makes no promises on the razzing, but I will.
Okay.
I do make promises.
And you, of course, can follow us on the Twitter...
Doing this again?
But yeah, you know, why not? We did it last time. Or I'm at ECC Books.
And I'm Tuesday Is Loser. That's Tuesday IS Loser, all one word. It's not, there's no apostrophe S. Mm. It's Tuesday Is Loser.
Were you sort of thinking ECC Books, it just sounds funny?
Yeah.
You think I should change my name now again?
I don't care what you do.
Speaking of books.
Oh.
Missing Mr. Wingfield, the audiobook, on sale here in December, all month.
Who is it read by?
Read by, oh my fucking God, why am I forgetting?
Oh my God, dude. Hurry up.
I had it. God fucking damn it.
Is it a lady?
It's a lady. Yeah,
she's gonna be super pissed at me.
She is gonna be super. Well, I don't think she listens. Erin Bateman. I knew it started with an E, but all of a sudden I was thinking Elise. I'm like, it's not fucking Elise. What is it? Erin Bateman.
Erin Bateman reading Missing Mr. Wingfield.
I can confirm it's $4 on Apple Books right now, and it should be $4 everywhere. It's Audible's being a little funny, but you can pick it up. On the super cheap, just in case you don't like reading, but you like stuff in your ear holes. I mean, you listen to podcasts.
You could actually give Chris a little bit of money.
You give me a little bit of money, and it's a lady with a great narrating voice, and you don't have to listen to me read it. So I mean,
I could have read it, but I would have stumbled through most of it. Boo.